December 5, 2007. From Mining Weekly in Johannesburg, I'm Olivia Spadavecchia. In our lead story this week, South African mine workers made history when thousands of members of the National Union of Mine Workers downed tools in the country's first national safety strike. Over 200 workers have died in the country's mines this year alone. This industry-wide industrial action has hit the country's mines output hard, with most mining firms reporting substantial production losses. While an estimated 240,000 employees stayed away from work, about 8,000 workers gathered in Johannesburg to hand over memorandums to the Chamber of Mines and various government departments. The Chamber of Mines says workers and employers will have to work together to bring an end to the mine fatalities in South Africa. Otherwise, the one-day work stoppage was a waste of time. Chamber of Mines Senior Executive Frans Barker.
The NUM agreed on this protest action today, and the reason is that we believe safety can only be addressed if we do it together. If they go on a work stoppage and tomorrow nothing has changed, then it's been a waste of a day. And what we think is that we should work together regarding this issue. So in the next few weeks and months, we will be engaging with the union and also with the Department of Minerals and Energy to develop pledges and also actions in order to improve safety on the mines.
Black-owned diversified mining company Exxaro says it is assessing further downstream opportunities to add value to the coal that it produces. This move would include converting coal into vehicle fuel and supplying independent power producers. CEO Sipho Nkosi says, however, that Exxaro could never look at producing liquid fuels on its own and that it would have to partner with someone in the know, such as the world's biggest coal-to-liquids producer, Sasol. Diamond giant De Beers will bring on stream two new South African diamond projects worth $2.2 billion in the next 2 years. De Beers Consolidated Mines Managing Director David Noko says the South African Sea Areas project, a marine mining operation off South Africa's west coast, will be commissioned next year, and Voorspoort, the new Free State mine, in 2009. This comes as the company's strategic asset disposal program, aimed at achieving a certain level of return on capital, is drawing to an end. Gem mining company Rockwell has set an ambitious target of more than doubling its current production to produce as much as 80,000 carats a year by 2011. The company plans to achieve these growth targets through expanding its existing operations as well as through acquisitions. CEO John Bristow.
We're looking to establish ourselves as a growth business, which will continue to grow the production we have. Currently, we mine about 2 to 2,500 carats per month of very high value gemstone diamonds. Our average price, and it's a unique price in the world, our sort of equivalent would be the Letsheng diamond mine in Lesotho. Our average price is running at about $1,600 a carat, so exceptional value.
In international mining news, Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich's investment company Millhouse has agreed to pay some $400 million for what will amount to 40% of AIM-listed Highland Gold Mining. Highland Gold Mining owns three gold projects in Russia, as well as one producing mine and seven exploration properties. Toronto-listed Denison Mines and its joint venture partners Areva Resources Canada and OURD Canada will spend about $400 million Canadian dollars to build a new uranium mine in that country. The open-cast mine is expected to produce some 36 million pounds of uranium between 2011 and 2013. Also in this week's Mining Weekly Online, African gold miner Randgold Resources has raised some $211.5 million for the development of its Tongon project and other organic and corporate opportunities such as acquisitions. Diamond explorer African Diamonds says it is expecting a final decision on a mining license for the Botswana-based AK6 gem prospect early next year. This will pave the way for diamond production to start towards the end of 2009. BHB Billiton Strategy and Business Development Vice President Ken Grieve will be leaving the Diversified Mining Group at the end of the year to join boutique South African resources consultancy Alan Hochreiter. And in this week's Mining Weekly magazine, out on Friday, read our cover story on the Richtersveld community and the 400 million rand gift from government. We also look at the diamond sales and how the run-up to Christmas is the most crucial period for sales, and report on JSE-listed Simran Jack that may decide to separate its gold assets out into a new structure. Finally, don't miss our features on Anglo Platinum and Goed Gevonden. That's a roundup on this week's stories on Creamer Media's Mining Weekly. For more on these and other stories, visit miningweekly.co.za.